Hello and welcome back to A World Without with me, Chris.
And me, Jack. This is the podcast where we get into the hypothetical and discuss what we think would happen if something from our everyday lives suddenly stopped existing tomorrow.
Yep, and today we're taking a look at what life might be like in a world without other people.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Today's episode is actually very special, as ironically, for A World Without Other People, we have other people here.
Yes, please welcome our guests Impose and Skiz from the Imp and Skiz podcast. Hello, guys.
Hello. Man, it's great to be on this show. Thanks for having
us. That is funny. I didn't even think about how ironic that is, that we're literally talking about being the only person on the planet and you bring in extra people to talk about it. That's hilarious.
The only time we've ever had guests.
There's four of us.
It just seemed appropriate. You know?
Yeah, no, thank you for having us. I'm Skiz, Skizzleman, Skiz, whatever. And then my buddy over here, Imp, is Impulse. And we do have our own podcast. And in fact, Chris, we just had you on it not too long ago. And that was
indeed
an absolute blast to have you on there. So this is...
Didn't have an invite, I believe.
Yeah. We felt absolutely terrible.
Oh, it was the worst.
Afterwards, we're like, we literally just did a whole segment about Chris and Jack, and we didn't invite Jack. What is wrong with us? We were idiots.
I could only assume the invite got lost. I was busy, something along those lines.
We sent it snail mail. Is that still a thing? Do you have a P.O. box or something?
Well, and not to mention, like, I spent like half that podcast talking about how awesome I think Jack is.
Yeah.
So I'm like, so Chris, if you could relay this to him, that'd be great.
Yeah,
you did make up to it, to be fair. You were very complimentary. So thank you.
Again, thanks for having us. I'm excited to get into this topic. This is an interesting one.
Yeah, so speaking of... What is your initial reaction to this? You wake up one morning, no other people around. Are you excited, sad, happy, scared? What are you feeling?
Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. That you might actually be listing sort of a fantasy of mine. I've always thought about how cool it would be to just be the only person, but I think that would be very short-lived. I think I would start to lose my mind pretty quickly. But there was something about that solitude, something about that freedom that you would be experiencing in that moment, you know?
There was a bit of, like, that would be terrifying because I'm not sure I can take care of myself. Like, that's what first came over my mind. I'm like, wait, am I going to, like, figure out how to make my own food and grow my own food and stuff like that, you know? Am I going to be able to manage that? So then I started thinking, like, okay... So what is the exact scenario here? Like, is it literally like yesterday everybody was here and today they're gone? Or is it like they've slowly vanished over time and now like everything is getting old? You know what I mean?
Well, like a Back to the Future fading photograph thing.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I'm just wondering if like if I go to the produce section at the grocery store, is the lettuce still good? You know?
The lettuce. That's what you're most... I got to check the lettuce.
I'm most worried about the lettuce.
Lettuce, yeah. Yeah. Where's all the people? Where's the lettuce?
Yeah, I think usually with our world without, it is pretty much like you snap your fingers and it just happens. Like, so yeah, you just wake up.
No explanation. They've all just gone, but everything, yesterday, everything was still fine. I actually agree with both of you. This is also like kind of a fantasy of mine. I love spending time by myself. And so having no one else around, absolute dream scenario. But also, Impulse, like you said, I don't know how to do things like energy and fire and food and all of that sort of stuff. I'd be useless. So I think for like the first couple of weeks or months, like whilst I could just go to the supermarket still and get all that food and I assume the energy keeps working for a while, right?
Sure.
Yeah, that's another concern, right? Like the people that keep the power on, they're gone. So is the power going to eventually just run out? I mean, I think like put to the test, I could probably figure out how to make solar panels do stuff.
Yeah.
But it might take a little bit. I mean, at least a trip to the library to figure that out. And I don't have to worry about the librarian telling me to shut up.
Yeah.
You know, because there is none.
Be as loud as you want.
Just like yell the book out. Just screaming in the library completely unnecessarily.
Yeah, exactly.
My first feeling would be, is it a prank? I think I'd be getting like massively pranked by everyone in the whole world, like checking around corners, looking inside boxes, or I don't know, where do people hide when they're trying to prank you?
Like it's a massive game of hide and seek. Yeah. Like everyone's in on it but you.
That is a fair point. I went into this with the disposition of I would instantly know I'm the last person, but there would be a great duration of time where you're in doubt the whole time. Probably weeks of me saying, okay, guys, that's enough. Everybody come out. Where is everybody?
Yeah. At what point do you think it would sink in that everyone actually wasn't around? Like hours, days, months? Like,
because normally when people prank you like that, it's a pretty bad prank, isn't it? Because normally someone leaves and then they're going to come back and you're like, oh, quick, everyone, duck behind this bush or whatever. It'd be really funny. And then they come back and you're like, ah, I got you. I was behind the bush. And then they're like, oh, okay, cool.
So you're just saying you're going to be going around looking up behind every bush, be like, no.
It would be out the corner of my eye. I'd certainly be like, hang on, what's back there?
What lengths are you going to go to find out that you're the only person? I mean, are you going to start traveling the earth looking behind every bush?
You would think it's just your neighborhood, and then you would think it was the city, and you'd be like, what did I sleep through here? But it's only a matter of time before there'd be no TV anymore, no news stations, nothing would be happening. And I think that the realization would just slowly wash over you and you just start to accept it. Oh my God, I'm it. I'm all there is.
That'd be terrifying.
I almost worry I could go a whole day, like first day, I might not even notice. I spend a lot of time just by myself. I work at home by myself. I kind of spend a lot of time living by myself. There are some days I'll maybe go for a walk or whatever, but it wouldn't be crazy if I saw no one. You know, I might be like, it's quiet today, isn't it? But I genuinely feel like, at least first day, maybe I think second day it would clock. You know, maybe when I'm loaded social media and there's just no new posts for 24 hours, that might be suspicious.
Yeah, or you send out your own tweet, no likes, no responses. You're like, oh, I'm not famous anymore.
Yeah, I just think no one likes me anymore, which is fun. Social media would be pretty boring now without any other new content. You'd just have to create your own to entertain yourself.
Yep. It's not called social media anymore. It's just me. It's just you. It's just solo media.
Me.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's right in the name. You nailed it.
Branding.
Perfect.
So then you just start talking to yourself.
Okay.
Like you're literally going crazy then. Just sending tweets to yourself. Or
I think it's more than that. I don't know. I'm kind of channeling the movie Castaway with Tom Hanks, right? And he's on an island by himself. And he ends up getting into kind of a real friendship with a volleyball.
Right.
You remember this, right?
Wilson,
that's correct. And it was an accident. He gets a bloody hand. He throws the ball because he's mad at something. And then it looks like a face on there. And he, to the point to where when he ends up losing it, he is just devastated as the ball floats away in the water when he's trying to make his escape.
I was devastated.
I was too. They did it so well.
We all were.
But it was driving home that the human being really is, we are at our core, we're a very social animal. We have to have conversation. We have to have engagement. And I'll tell you this right now, okay? I'm doing it. I'm admitting it right now that if all the people disappear, I will have full-blown conversations with my dogs.
Well, that's a good point I was going to bring up because this is a world without people, but animals and pets could still be a thing.
I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. They're all cool.
All right.
I worry about how quickly the world gets overrun by animals, because I don't think I could fend myself off for that.
Oh, like, fair.
You know when it goes full feral animal kingdom?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm worried.
My dogs are not going to do well against wild dogs. They're going to be looking to me.
But at least you'd have some companionship.
Yes, absolutely. And I would have full-on conversations with my dogs to where I would do my voice, and then I would make up a voice, and it would be their response. And to the point to where I would almost need debate and argument, and they would argue. They would end up arguing with me on stuff. You know what I mean? Like, this is how crazy. I think Castaway crushed it with the volleyball, because there was a great scene where Wilson was talking to him. It never was actually talking to him, but Hanks's character was like, just like, don't look at me like that. No, we can't do it. He's in a full-blown argument, and there's nobody else there. Yeah, that would be me. That would happen probably within the first 6 or 7 hours.
I think I might be well-suited to this, because I feel like I talk to myself quite a lot already. So maybe I've already skipped to that stage of psychosis or something. I don't know.
It's happened to me before. I'd be in my office and I think I'm alone and I'm talking to myself. And next thing I know, my wife's standing behind me and I'm like, whoa, okay, you heard that whole conversation. Great.
You need her to wear some tap shoes. I know, right?
I need to put a little doorbell thing that goes off when she comes in.
I think it should be more accepted that people talk to themselves. Honestly, it's fine. I tell myself. Repeatedly.
Yeah. Well, if you're the only person on the planet, I suppose it is going to be accepted because who's going to not accept it? It's you.
Yeah, right? There's nobody else. Yeah.
No one's judging you.
Yeah, majority vote.
Except yourself.
All right. Let's talk about what everybody's here for. Nudity. Where are we at with clothes? Because I like the freedom that once you fully accepted that that's it, dude. There's just no chance of anybody walking in the room with you. You've completely accepted it. There is no need for any clothes at all. If you don't want.
If the temperature.
Well, sure. I'm talking about, like here we are in Arizona. It's hot, dude.
Oh, but yeah.
I am free. That's what's
I'll
happening.
Be naked
to me.
In a moment.
Yes,
sure.
All the time.
So you're saying your ideal situation would be to wear no clothes? Like if you could right now, you wouldn't be wearing clothes.
You have no idea how naked I would be right now.
Interesting.
All the furniture would have to be just like straight velvet and I'd want the planet. the planet is my bathroom. That's what would happen. The whole planet would become my bathroom.
Lovely. Well, I'm glad I'm not going to be around.
I'm lovely.
Yeah, because it's not just like going naked either. It's your whole hygiene. Like, are you going to be shaving still? Are you going to be like having a bath and things like that? Because I know if I've been left on my own for a couple of days and I'm just sort of sitting around the house or whatever, things go south very quickly. Like, it's bad. Within easily a day or two, I feel like I'm Tom Hanks from Castaway. Yep. I look exactly the same. Is that just what we're doing? Or are we going to try and keep a little bit of something going there?
You're talking straight up hygiene. I'm with you on that because I was thinking cleanliness of your domicile, right? Like, how many dishes are piling up before I'm like, maybe I should wash one of these?
Why would you care? Why would you care if you're the only person on
just
earth?
Just move to the next
Just
house.
Go next door and dirty their dishes and then keep going. Just keep going. I mean, you could literally go wherever you want, live wherever you want because like it's the whole planet's yours, right?
100%. Yeah, there's no way I'm staying in one location during this. Yeah. I'm just like moving from place to place to place to place.
For sure.
Know? Where is the ideal place this could happen to you? Like where would you want to be when this happens?
Oh, that's a good one.
Somewhere the temperature is like pretty solid year round. Best place
to be naked.
Best place by us would be like on a beach. Yep. San Diego is usually a decent temperature almost year round, and because it's ocean, like you get in naked, you come out naked. Who cares? Right?
Yeah, but that water's too cold.
Oh, but you do not want to lay in the sand naked because then it gets in your stuff, and you don't. You know that can be bad.
Well, I'm assuming plumbing works. I'm choosing Hawaii.
Nice, it's
a good one.
That the water is just so warm. The beach water is so warm. It's so beautiful. It's a little humid, but it's just like that's where I think I'd want to be the whole time.
What about you guys?
Trouble with Hawaii, though, is if you change your mind, you're a bit stuck.
How are you getting out?
Yeah.
That's fair.
Unless you're someone know how to fly a plane or you're good with boats, neither of which I am. That's why I think you guys are at an advantage being in the States. You have so much land you could cover just like with cars, because the amount of cars you could use would be endless, you know?
And it'd be easier to drive because there's no one on the road. Like you could go 100 miles an hour. Who's going to pull you over? Nobody.
Yeah. Right? That's what I was thinking. Well, I'm assuming there was not some sort of cataclysmic event to where there's just a bunch of broken cars all over the place.
Like, right.
But yeah, find a long stretch, dude. Cause then it just, now I'm hyping. When can we make this happen?
Cause I think we're at a disadvantage being in the UK. Like the UK is fine. There's a lot to explore. We could explore that. But you can't just drive through the Channel Tunnel, can you? Like, you drive onto a train which goes through the Channel Tunnel, right?
Yeah, I think the tunnel is relatively... I don't know, because if there's a fire, you're allowed to get out and, like, you have to walk back or something. So maybe it is safe to be able to just have a stroll.
So maybe I'd walk through the Channel Tunnel and then start driving cars on the other side, maybe.
When you get to Europe, yeah.
Yeah, because once you're in Europe, you've got you can get to Asia, you can get... You know, you've got so much area to explore. So I would hope I was just somewhere in Europe when this kicked off. So I don't have to worry about getting there.
But I suppose you would teach yourself to do what you needed to do, right? Like if there was a train that you needed to take, you would maybe go teach yourself to drive it.
I mean, you can teach yourself just by trying, right? Just give it a go. Who cares? Like,
it a go. Hope for the best.
Who's gonna like worry? As long as you don't crash and hurt yourself.
Yeah. But... How hard could it be? It's basically go and stop, right? It's a straight line most of it. There's no turning involved.
Right now, train engineers are shaking their heads like these idiots don't know anything about this job.
I picked this up in a day, no problem.
On and off, I can handle on and off.
But I imagine half the difficulty of driving a train is having to deal with like all the signals and all the blah 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 and all the communicating with all the other trains. There's no other other trains around.
Right. True.
It's basically a big Scalextrics track, right? You just hold it down to go fast, let go to slow down again or something.
How is it people need degrees in this?
It beats me.
You're on a track. What could go wrong?
Yeah, no, just hit go. The entire conductor's room or whatever is just one big button. It's just like you push it on or off.
I see it more as like just one big lever. Like it's just a forward go, back stop. That's kind of how I'm seeing a train work.
So if you were driving your car across the country, you know, obviously cars still run on gas for the most part. Even if they're electric, we'd worry about there being enough electricity to recharge. What would you do then? I mean, do we have to start siphoning gas? At some point, the gas stations,
yeah.
The gas is either going to go bad or they're going to be out of gas, right? No one's refilling the gas.
I think you've got a couple of years before the gas starts going off. Like, I think it's like, what, 5-10 years until that sort of thing starts happening?
Yeah, so just drive a couple hundred miles, ditch the car, steal someone else's car, because they're not going to care, they're gone.
Basically.
Nobody cares.
I think my dream would be to have one of those, you know those massive RVs you can get, those like super luxurious ones that are so massive you can just like park another car inside of? You ever seen those?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you want to travel around in.
Yes.
That'd be the dream.
Motorhome.
What, like take another car with you until you run out of petrol?
Yeah. I don't think siphoning gas is that difficult, right? Surely. You see it in the movies, they just suck it up with a hose and then it just does itself, right?
We assume a lot of things on this podcast, guys, just so you know.
I do believe that's within my realm of learning, is siphoning gas. I think I could learn that one.
I could suck on a hose.
Yeah.
So here's a question for you. You ready for this? And I want you guys to be honest with me.
Sure.
What is the first thing that you are going to destroy?
Oh, that is good.
Oh, yeah. See, I've been thinking about this too. Like, I'm going around like Home Alone type stuff, but in like the city, right? You can do anything. You can throw a whole thing of paint all over the floor or whatever. You can go to like a big DIY shop and push all the shelves over so they like a big warehouse and they all topple over like dominoes or something. I'm going nuts. I'm going feral.
We're learning a lot about Chris here. Chris's version of going nuts is spilling paint.
Because I hadn't thought of this question, but how dark is it that my first thought was just like, burn down a village or something?
It's not dark at all. It's exactly where I was at. I'll give you my answer right now. You're going to love it. I would blow up the IRS building.
Oh,
yeah.
I would just set it on fire and I would just sit back and enjoy a beer that I stole. And I would just drink that beer and just watch it burn.
Oh, man. I think going into like a glass shop, I like shattering glass for some reason.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah.
So I think just going into something that just sells nothing but like vases and whatever, like glassware, and I just go in there with a baseball bat and just smash it to pieces. It could be pretty fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah, just rage room style.
Yeah.
What about more like a museum? And then the vases were like really like famous vases. Ooh. Too.
Because I couldn't do it.
You don't need a vase, right?
I couldn't do it.
You want to keep the art around to enjoy.
Yeah, I love museums.
Yeah, you keep the good stuff, but there's a lot of art around, isn't there? I reckon some of it could go.
Yeah, that's a great point. The only art that lives is the stuff I like.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You're in charge of the art. You can make your own gallery with all the stuff you like. All the bad stuff, smash it.
Yeah.
Great.
Not to mention, I would start painting, and I would put it up on display as the greatest painting on the planet.
Yeah, throw out the Mona Lisa, put your painting instead.
Nobody's going to challenge me.
I was thinking the worst place this could happen, on a plane.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear. Yeah. If everyone suddenly disappeared whilst you're on a plane, that would be bad.
You better learn how to fly fast.
Yeah.
I back myself to drive a train, not so much to land a plane.
You don't think it's just one lever?
It's two levers, surely, one up and down as well.
Yeah. There's the land button, the takeoff button, the keep flying button.
Yeah, that would be pretty terrifying. I'm pretty sure there's like a horror film out there where someone wakes up on a plane and everyone's gone and they go and look at the cabin and no one's there. Like, that must have been a thing, right? If not, make that film right now and star Tom Hanks in it while you're at it, because it'd be great.
He would be good in that.
Talking of like fuel and petrol and things like that, what about our own personal fuel, food? Like, ooh, obviously there's food around, there should be plenty in the supermarket that, you know, if just you're eating it yourself, you might have to go to the cans and stuff like that relatively quick. Again, no lettuce knocking about.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very worried about how long that lettuce is going to stay good.
You could start your own crops.
But no, you would have to go to stuff that preserves well, right?
Yep.
So the canned foods, I mean, we all know Twinkies will last you for a couple decades.
Yeah.
You know, you'd have to start living off of stuff like that, unless you're going to, you know, teach yourself to become like a farmer, you know, and get yourself your cows and stuff and learn to milk them and make your own, churn your own butter, things like that. But I suppose a lot of that's going to keep for a while.
Yeah, but you're not going to be a farmer. You might be a gardener, Ray Farbs is like, it's like teams of people that has to pull this off. But in terms of like growing your own food, you're right. It's only a matter of, I mean, there's enough canned food to probably last you, not even for the rest of your life, because it's got to expire at some time, like you were just saying. Mm-hmm. But you're right. The canned food should supply you enough time to learn how to garden and hopefully, and then even, you know what, dude? Even that's a stretch. Yeah. That's a stretch that you might be able to pull that off. You might die long before all those canned goods expire.
True.
Yeah. Apparently it's 5 years is roughly how long some of the canned goods can last, which I thought it was a lot longer than that. And I'm sure you could probably eke out another decade or two. You know, it might have a bit of a tangier taste, whatever you're eating. But
I think your selection would become worse and worse and your nutrition would get worse and worse. But I think you could survive off food much longer than you'd want to live with no other people around forever. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Right.
Like, I think I could go a couple of years without other people, but after that I'd get tired of it. And I think the food is definitely going to last that long. Plus, you were saying about like farming, but how long does all the crops that are currently growing in farms all over the country, how long do they last? Because could you not just go and pick those?
That's fair.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, they replant every season, however long, 6 months, year or whatever, don't they? So you'd only have that long at least.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, by the time you realize like your grocery store was out of stuff that was good anymore, all those fields of crops would probably be just dead.
They'd be dead. They'd be gone. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like you could go to a farm, pick a load of the stuff that's there and just find freezers and just chuck it in there, it'd be fine, right? Stuff freezes forever.
You're just going to be nomming on, like, frozen carrots for the next 20 years.
Because then I would cook them, Chris. I'd cook them.
Okay, sure, great.
You know, in your normal life, Chris, how you take something out of the freezer and then you cook it.
Okay, yes.
I was planning on that idea as opposed to just going feral in a freezer.
You're right. I'll eat cooked carrots for the rest of my life.
By that time, do you think we're out of electricity?
Yeah.
Right.
Because no one is running the power plants. So electricity at some point is probably going to die.
Yeah, I don't have enough knowledge of how those places work, of like how much upkeep they need in order to keep energy keeping being produced, or how much it kind of just keeps going.
Works. You know? Yeah.
I think your best source of actual energy is going to be, first things first, I'm going right to Home Depot. I'm buying several generators.
Guess what? You don't have to pay for
it. I'm taking several generators, and I'm loading up as much fuel as I possibly can and as many cans as I can, and that's my go-to when it comes to electricity. And I'm saying I'm taking every generator I can because they're going to break over time.
Yeah.
God, this is going to sound stupid, but how long does gas last? I have no idea. Like, if you get a tank of gas...
Yeah, is there a shelf life?
Yeah.
It must be. Yeah, I remember hearing on, like, one of the apocalypse, I think it might have been The Walking Dead or something, that they were basically saying that after about 5-10 years, gas starts to go like sludgy and stop being efficient effectively. But I think you've got plenty of time. I think that, like, short term, everything's fine. I think it's around like the 3-5 to 10 year mark that things start going bad.
I mean, like barbecue, just barbecue all your food, right?
Yeah.
Go back to more like prehistoric stuff.
I do love a barbecue. Just
what? You haven't got a barbecue?
I do love a barbecue.
Oh, you do? I thought you said I haven't got a barbecue. I was going to say.
What will I do, Chris? I don't have a barbecue. How can I possibly sort this situation?
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Who doesn't love a good barbecue? So,
with the animals not gone, you got a little bit of time to go collect cows and things like that.
Yeah.
Right? If they're off just like grazing the planet like they did before man started taking them and putting them in pens and stuff, like, they should be cool for a while, right?
I think so.
You could just go old school. Just roam the planet looking for cows, cook them up.
Barbecue.
Yeah, with the amount of millions of livestock there are in the country, you've got to imagine enough are going to survive your entire lifetime just through nature.
Maybe you go and let some of the animals, like, free a little bit so that they've got more of a, like, chance to, like, keep living themselves a while, you know?
Surely you could go fishing.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That's going to replenish itself. Be okay.
I don't know how to fish.
I probably wouldn't be able to. Yeah.
Yeah. How would you prepare a fish?
Barbecue.
Sushi's also good.
You're like, what are you saying? What are you talking about? I say, make me a fish sandwich.
Yeah.
How about this? In some of these skill sets that we would end up definitely needing to survive, boy, we're going to trip up a lot. There's going to be a lot of getting sick and throwing up and trying to just learn our way when we go to do our first, you know, capture a fish. And I've never captured a fish and then actually owned it all the way up until cooking and consuming it. And I have to imagine, in regards to eating animals, that's probably the easiest one there is.
Right.
Right? And I would still find a way to mess that up. But.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned getting sick. I mean, will we even survive sickness?
Ooh.
Because there's no doctors, right?
Yeah.
So there's that concern. I mean, how many things do we have to learn to do? It's not like we're going to give ourselves surgery, you know?
Yeah, fair enough.
I think that's game over.
But you're not going to catch anything. right?
Yeah, true.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. There's no one around to spread viruses and stuff.
Yeah,
right.
But if you like just even fell and broke your leg on some exploration, that could even be game over. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
And like bacteria and stuff, that's still knocking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I reckon I would just resign. If I got really ill, I'd be like, oh, well, I had a good run.
Yeah. I gave it my best go.
Yeah. You mentioned like how long would we last being alone, because we would probably get bored at some point because we're alone. So I was thinking like, okay, well, what do we do these days? We have entertainment. You can go to the movies, you turn on the radio, listen to music. Like none of that's there anymore. I mean, the old movies, they would still be there, but eventually you would watch them all and you'd run out of stuff. Mm-hmm. How are you going to entertain yourself?
I think there's plenty to survive. Like DVDs aren't common. Actually, in the first couple of days, just do that. Go on like a big torrent download whilst the internet's still up. Download every film you can possibly imagine onto a hard drive. That's just entertainment sorted. Books. There are more books than you could ever read in your lifetime out there.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, that's not a bad point. But at some point...
You're going to want something fresh.
You're going to want something new. And there's only one person who can make it happen.
Yeah.
And it's you.
Exactly. I mean...
All the animals, right? Get them in on it. Have them in a play. Yeah.
Dressing my dogs up in like different clothes and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, recreate like Noah's Ark as like a performance piece with all the animals you find. Yeah.
But you would have to do everything yourself in that case, right? You'd have to write the script. You would have to run the cameras, run the lighting, and then also be the director and the actor all at once. Like,
yeah.
That sounds exactly like our shadow we ran.
Except you can give yourself a good review at the end as well, which is great.
Exactly. I was going to say, in fact, you have to write the script and then you also have to reject the script. That's part of the process. So it can move on to the next version of you. Yeah. So you can say, you know what? I believe in this.
Yeah, give yourself some revisions. You're like, it's close, but I think we need to work on that scene.
But I'm definitely doing that. Going to a cinema, taking a bunch of game consoles with me, setting them all up to the big screen, like that place. Ooh. I'm gonna enjoy that. That's gonna be my I'm gonna bring a bed in there as well, not like knock down a few of the chairs, just like chill. It's gonna be awesome.
I love it.
Ultimate gaming.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
What's the first thing that you would steal? And then it's not stealing. We covered this, but what's the first thing you're like, you know what? I'm taking this.
Good question.
I feel like it's a car for me.
Yeah, probably is a vehicle, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. A nice car, nice long stretch, and the foot's going all the way to the floor, baby.
Is there any you've got your eye on, like looking at a neighbor who's got a really nice car? So as soon as it goes, I'm taking your car, mate.
I don't know a lot about cars. A red one.
Great.
I feel like you got to go for something that's always been like iconic, like a Lamborghini or a Porsche or something like that, right?
Yeah.
I don't know where my nearest Lamborghini shop is. I don't know where I would find that.
Yeah, that's a fair point. That's how I would die. I would starve to death on my quest looking for a Lamborghini store.
Because Google Maps isn't going to be helping you. That's a point. We're going on these big road trips. How are you navigating? You got to go back to old school actual maps. A paper map, yeah.
At this point, do we even know how to read maps?
You think
if you busted out the old paper map, you would know how to use it?
Sure. It would just be slow going. It would be bad, but yeah.
You reckon you'd get there eventually? It would just be a lot more annoying.
Yeah.
Do you need to have a destination? Can you not? You just travel, right? Just go.
Just go. Just do what you want.
Yeah.
Why does it matter?
And I really like the RV idea, right? Take the RV out.
Oh, I like the idea of staying in someone's house every other day, just seeing what they had, you know?
Yeah, I would still do that, but I'd be driving around in a big RV. So if I wanted to camp out in the middle of nowhere, I found a really nice space, I'd be there, have a car inside it so I could explore during the day and go around without having to drive a big RV. But then at night, if I was in a nice place, I'd find like a nice mansion and stay in there.
Yes.
Like, the RV to be able to take all my stuff around with me everywhere I went.
Yes.
Whilst exploring it. It's the ultimate road trip, really, isn't it?
You stay wherever you want. Right, you could go stay in Las Vegas at the Bellagio or whatever fancy hotel. You go to the penthouse suite. No one's gonna stop you.
No.
You go stay in the White House. Whatever. You can do wherever you want.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want, and you can do it naked.
Yeah.
True. As we ever established, you would definitely be doing it all naked.
Yes. Yeah. I am driving my Lamborghini at 185 miles an hour, butt naked, all the way to Vegas. I'm doing whatever I want.
I suppose at some point, though, you're going to want to explore different climates, and you're going to get to a climate where it's colder weather, and you're going to want to put clothes on. So then what you do, you go to the shopping mall, and all those clothes are going to be just stuck in time, basically. There's no fashion designers.
Oh, fair.
To create new clothing. So whatever year it was that everybody disappeared, that's the style from now on.
That's the style.
That's it. That's what you're wearing.
The rest of your life, you're popping tags.
Pretty much.
You're always going retro from now on.
Although, I mean, would you really care? It's not like anybody's judging you on your style. So, like, you could wear whatever's most comfortable and just keeps your body warm. And who cares?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I've been walking around naked. I don't think that I'm worried about them judging me on my style.
Right.
There's nobody out there.
Stripes? How could you? Yeah.
You take everything off again.
The dogs are just looking at you like, man, this guy has no style.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, you know what? And that actually leads into this. Like I said, I would have conversations with my dogs, and then I think I would inevitably, let's talk about fitness. I think I'd be putting on a lot of weight, and I think I would start really actually still judging myself, and I would make a voice for my dog. My dog would say, looking fat there, pops.
There's no escape. Even in this world without other people, you're still getting insulted.
That's right, yeah. Yeah.
I think with all the exploring, there'd be enough exercise, surely.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I think what I would do is, if I was looking for fun, I would try to go to a theme park and figure out how to actually like ride the rides alone without a ride operator, right?
I was wondering about this as well.
Now, this could be difficult if you think about it.
Yeah.
Think about a roller coaster. You go and you get in, you strap yourself in. Who's going to press go?
Yeah.
Right?
Who's going to press stop?
More importantly, who's going to press stop?
Yeah. I mean, that's the bigger issue. Because if you get it going, but then it never stops. Yeah. Imagine spending the rest of your life stuck on a roller coaster.
Now, this is terrifying.
Yeah.
This is a terrifying
notion.
But
it would be a fun challenge to like go to the theme park and like try to figure out how to like, I don't know, remote control the ride while you're in it so you could actually enjoy it. Because there's no lines at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you guys love your cues and all, but it'd be nice to just go right on the ride over and over again without having anybody in your way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you're stuck on it, though. I'm saying you're stuck on it. You can't get off it.
No, I'm finding a way to start and stop it.
Yeah.
You know, I got to engineer this thing because I love theme park rides, especially like the really fast ones that get the blood going.
Me too.
And so I think I would love the idea that I have a whole theme park to myself as long as I could figure out how to control the rides.
Yeah.
What you do, you just make sure that there's like a sight to the off button, and then you take a bunch of tennis balls on the roller coaster with you, and then as you go past, you just lob them one each time and see if you can hit it. You'll get off eventually.
Oh, sure. You reckon you could do it in as many tennis balls as you could carry? I don't trust my aim.
Well, I've got a whole train, a whole like car of them. I don't know.
How are they staying in there doing loop-de-loops? They're going everywhere, mate.
I'm pretty sure you could. The balls would stay in a loop-de-loop.
Jack, that's no. gravity, right?
That's hold on. Centrifugal.
No, you reckon if you put a whole load of tennis balls in the back of a roller coaster that went round of it, it'd just still be there by the end of the roller coaster?
You might lose a ball or two, but
you would lose a ball, mate. That would immediately all come out.
6 hours later, running out of balls here.
Or then, okay, what about this? Like some kind of like kitchen timer strapped up to like a bit of string with a big mallet that's going to fall down and go on the,
there we go.
The stop button whenever
talking.
You're ready.
Now we're engineering solutions.
That's how it's done.
Yeah, great idea. But if it fails, you are stuck on the roller coaster forever. Yeah. I'm not taking that risk.
I'll have a couple of tennis balls in my pocket just in case. I'm not an idiot.
We're really fixating on the roller coaster, and I like it.
Because we know how much fun it would be.
I know. You got to take just a bunch of crash pads and just surround the roller coaster with it. So if worse comes to worse, you just jump out and hope for the best. You might make it through it.
Don't break your leg. There's no doctors.
That's right.
Because that is something that I've always loved, is just going around places that are usually really busy when they're completely quiet. Like walking around a cinema when there's no one else there, or, you know, like walking around a shopping mall when they're like basically closed and there's no one else there, or like a theme park. So this does feed into that fantasy of just like getting to explore notoriously busy places when they're empty is something I love already. So I would love that aspect.
Exactly. Like, what are the main things that are crowded to the point to where crowds just make it not fun anymore? Like, we mentioned traffic, right? It'd be great to drive without traffic, because I hate being stuck in traffic. You know, shopping malls would be empty. You could literally just roam every store you want. No one's in your way. I don't know if you've been to a theme park when it's like shoulder to shoulder, but it just makes the whole experience
miserable.
Or you go there, you go to a theme park and you have one day and you spend half the day in line for one ride. You know, that's not going to happen anymore.
Yeah.
What are some other things we're missing?
A big, beautiful beach. You know, having the whole beach to yourself would just be outstanding. Yeah. An airport might be a kind of a cool place.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to literally just go out on the tarmac and just, I would take my Lamborghini out on the tarmac.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, see how fast you can get.
See if it can take off, if you get fast enough, does it?
Yeah, right.
Doing circles like the bus and speed.
Well, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
That's right.
When you first said that, going out on the tarmac, I was thinking sunbathing. That would feel like the ultimate power trip, to be lying in the middle of a massive like airport runway area with so much space all around you.
Yes.
Naked, obviously. Yes. Sunbathing. Oh, beautiful.
Naked, obviously.
I just think all of like the tourist attractions, you know, like imagine going to like the Eiffel Tower or whatever and being the only one around.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. All of those tourist attractions.
I'd like to go to a pyramid. I'm assuming I can get to these places, but like climb to the top of one of the famous pyramids.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a good one.
Yeah, because you're not allowed to climb them currently, but now who's going to stop you?
You can go inside naked.
There's like literally no rules at this point because no one's around to enforce them. So you can do whatever you want. You can just, it's complete anarchy.
Yep. Hey, anarchy with one person.
Yeah.
What about like a slinky down the side of the pyramid? That'd be pretty cool. See if you can get it going all the way down.
There's no one to share that video with of all your joy. But look at it. Oh.
I think I would do that if there was really cool things that happened. I would. In fact, it happened to me once. This is a weird story. I picked up some wine glasses, and you know in Mario games when you collect a coin and it kind of goes like ding noise like that. They made exactly the same, and no one was around, and I was like, oh, like looking around, no one. It was heartbreaking that nobody heard it.
Might as well have not happened, eh?
It didn't happen anymore. Yeah.
All by yourself.
Well, I'm glad you got to regale us with the story, so you got some enjoyment out of it.
But for the record, nobody believes you, bro.
I know, nobody does. I don't even anymore. I don't think I can hear it in my head. It's gone.
It would be incredibly peaceful, though, just generally, wouldn't it? Like, that's one of the biggest benefits to me. It's just, like, the quiet and the peace and all of that. It'd be so nice.
It'd be peaceful, but it'd also be, the silence would be deafening. Yeah, you'd get to a point to where you would miss hearing another person's voice. This is kind of the dark side of it, but you'd miss hearing another person's voice to the point of madness. Right, we touched on it, that you'd start talking to inanimate objects or talk to your dogs or whatever, but it would, the absence of another person's voice would become deafening at that point.
Yeah, what do you think is your, like, perfect amount of time you would like to spend in this situation? Oh, like, if you could choose to go then and come back at some point, how long?
What a great question.
Well, then everyone comes back. Everyone else comes back.
Yeah, everyone comes back. What would be your perfect amount of time?
Okay, I love this question, but let me ask you this. Do I know they're coming back?
Because that does massively change it, doesn't it? Because I think you'd go crazy until they came back. But if you knew, oh, I just get to have this, and know they come back in... I could go years knowing that everyone came back.
Whoa, years.
I reckon I could go years.
I think I could go 2 years.
Yeah.
I think I could go 1 year.
I was going to say 1 year as well, but then I'd like to maybe 5 or 6 years later get to do another year. Like, yeah, maybe that's more it.
Sabbatical.
Like a little holiday.
I was genuinely thinking, and I've never heard this as one, this is like an ultimate superpower. If you could turn this on and off at whim.
I was just going to say that. Like I want a little remote control that says, all right, all of you, I'm sick of you, click. And then I just get my privacy. Yeah. And
I am lonely, man.
I suppose you'd have a big L on your
chest.
It's
perfect.
Yeah, because I think, like, if you could just, anytime you did want to socialize with people or see people or whatever, click, everyone's back, great. Moment you're like, you know, driving in track, nope, they're gone. You know, want to go to the cinema, but, oh, there, you know, everyone's gone. Love it.
Dude, I would abuse it. Like, you cannot believe. The whole world would be gone, and I bring everybody back just to reach out to Impulse and be like, dude, I can't get this to install. Can you tell me what I'm doing wrong here? As soon as it works, I'm like, okay, bye, click.
They're just all your personal tech support, yeah.
Yeah.
Or even anyone, the farmers as well. You just blip. Excuse me, mate, sorry. What? How do I do this carrot or whatever?
I'm running out of lettuce. I'm freaking out over here.
Yeah, you just spend like 1 week with everyone there, while, you know, just watching Netflix, chilling out, making sure they're all farming again, replenishing all the stocks, keeping everything going again. Once they're all done with that, turn it back off again, enjoy another week without everyone there. Got, you know, that's what I'd do.
I love it. I would be the worst with that superpower. I would literally bring the population back so I could DoorDash a pizza. Have a food delivery right to my door, then off you go. And I probably wouldn't even tip, just disappear instead. I'm going to Thanos you into non-existence.
Yeah, the moment he asks for a tip, just...
just click. Oh, yeah, I got it right here, my click.
So, interestingly, there's actually a tribe in the world out there who do refuse to have other people existing. Like, they know that we all exist, but anytime anyone tries to approach them or anything, they're, like, throwing spears and stuff and, like, you know, trying to attack people. So... it's happening. Like, it's a choice. We could choose to do that if we wanted.
But I think it's different having a group of you isolated than just one.
How do you know there's not a tribe of one in there?
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, Jack.
Yeah, just really socially averse. Just like, I don't want anyone near me ever.
Yeah, we could make this happen if we wanted to without imagining it. You just grab a spear, run off into the forest somewhere, and if anybody comes near, throw your spear at
them. Throw your spear.
It's done. There you go.
Hopefully you hit them because you only brought the one spear. Yeah.
I got some tennis balls in my pocket as well. It's fine.
They're not going to want to come near me anyways. I'm naked.
Yeah, that's your ultimate defense. Just a weird naked guy in the woods.
Just straight.
Hasn't showered in weeks, too.
Yeah.
So.
You come near me, dude. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. And then you run away.
So trying to look on the kind of silver lining, the bright side of all this a little bit. Have we solved world peace and world hunger? Is that because it's all good now, right? Like,
depends how much food you're eating, I guess.
Yeah, right? Yeah. You know, 4 p.m., world hunger's back. Uh-oh.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, world hunger is an epidemic. Within 4 hours, 100% of the population is starving. That's what would happen.
And you stub your toe, suddenly world peace out the window.
Yeah, right.
I was going to say, I mean, is that a count in conflict with yourself internally?
Yeah.
It depends what mood you're in that day, whether world peace is a problem or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, if the cans last, what did you say, 5 years?
Yeah, about that.
Then you're good for 5 years before you got to worry about it too much.
Or it also depends whether, do we count peace amongst animals? Because they could be having a fight, we wouldn't even know about it.
Them animals, they're fighting all the time.
All the time. They're known for it.
That's what they do. My dogs are fighting at home right now, I know it.
Does that include environmental stuff? You know, volcanoes erupting, earthquakes. I mean, that's not peaceful.
What? That isn't peaceful, is it? Yeah. Although, if you don't know about it, did it happen? You know, if a volcano explodes to the other side of the world, no one's around to hear it. Does it really happen? That old problem.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, see? Philosophical question in that.
Yeah.
Does this also mean that, you know, the Guinness World Records, like, there's records for different things in the world. Are we now the record holder for, like, we're the fastest runner, we're the best at everything?
I think so.
You're not the record holder. You're just the fastest in the world at that time.
Because there wasn't an adjudicator there to see me do it, so it didn't count.
There's also that point. But also, I don't think when a person dies, their record doesn't stop existing. Someone has to beat that record.
That's true.
So unless you suddenly start learning how to run faster than Usain Bolt, still was the quickest, I don't know. Unless you start learning how to run faster than him, you're not going to break that record.
I guess, yeah.
History's not exactly erased at this point, right? It still happened. It's not like...
No, it didn't. Because nobody can challenge you on it, dude. It's gone.
Yeah. I'm going to the filing cabinets in Guinness and I'm destroying some
stuff. You're just making Chris's world records now. You're just making your own book.
You're the smartest ever. You're the most handsome ever. You're the strongest ever. You got it all sorted.
Yeah, exactly. You can make up whatever you want.
You are also then the weakest person ever as well, technically, and all the other stuff.
Yeah. That's true.
Best and worst simultaneously.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I am doing. This is a bucket list item for me as it is. I'm definitely going to throw a grenade. I've never done that, and I want to do it.
Probably just the once.
No, I can throw it far enough. I'll throw it straight up in the air and then just run and make a fun little game out of it.
Right. Yeah, that sounds sick.
You could combine that with your glass shop or something.
Oh, yes.
Glass factory. That's even better.
Yes, let's throw a grenade in a glass factory. I like that.
While naked. Now we're talking.
I don't think you want to be naked when you're blowing up a load of glass. That's dangerous.
That would be so cool because you could turn on the conveyor belt and the glass starts coming out. Another conveyor belt pointing in the other direction with grenades on it. Boom. Beautiful. It'd be so cool. Just endless hours of fun.
Yeah. Who needs new films being made when you've got grenades and glass?
That's right. Plenty of grenades.
I feel like I would want to do a lot of the things I've seen on YouTube. You know, like I saw this guy like throw a basketball off a dam once and it just kind of like floated away, you know? Like, I'd want to go try that myself.
The How Ridiculous guys in Australia.
Yeah, go do that. All those kind of things that you see and like, you're like, oh, I can't do that. Then no one's going to allow me up there. You just go do it.
Yeah, but you know what, though? The thing is, this kind of goes back to the entertainment piece a little bit. It's the same. It's fun to watch a movie with a buddy, right? So you go up to the top of that tower and I drop something that I've always wanted, just like you, I've always wanted to do this. And as soon as it does its cool thing, I'm just by myself. Yay! Like, there's like nobody to celebrate it with.
Do you record yourself in hopes that someday everybody comes back and you can show them?
I probably record myself so I can watch it with my dogs later.
Yeah, I reckon I might document like the first few weeks just in case, like, just isn't this crazy? Someone's got a film. This is the most insane thing that's ever happened. But when I started realizing that no one was coming back, I think I would give up with that.
Yeah.
Does that mean that you're immediately famous? Because, like, you are the most popular whatever in the world, YouTuber, whatever you choose to do. I mean, you're literally your own biggest fan.
Yeah.
Which Skiz loves the idea of that.
Bro, listen to me, okay? I would release a YouTube video. I would watch it the next day. That's it. I have the highest highest viewed video on YouTube. On the
internet. Leave a comment. Great vid.
Trending.
Trending.
Would you bother to be like conscious of littering and things like that and like be an environmental, or would you just stop caring about any of that?
I wouldn't care at all.
If I'm doing the traveling thing, I wouldn't care because I would be causing such little problems
comparatively
where I've been going in comparison. Yeah. So yeah, just take it easy. Just whatever.
Do you reckon any part of you would like stop yourself from doing crazy things like setting places on fire and smashing stuff up and tearing down the Mona Lisa or whatever in case people came back and there was something like, what did you do, man?
In case it was a prank. And then you're like, ah, you caught me. Yeah.
What did you do?
Yeah. I didn't think you were coming back.
There would just be that thing in the back of my head, be like, don't do anything too crazy, like just in case.
Just in case.
That's why like filming everything would be terrible. You might be incriminating yourself. That might be the tape that they use in the courtroom. Would that happen then? I feel like that is probably what would happen. If everybody came back, you would get in trouble for some, like, they wouldn't probably know why properly, but you'd get in trouble. I know you would.
How would they be able to prove it was you, though? You're just like, no, I was gone too. I just came back, mate.
I like it. You could just join them.
Rub your eyes. Yeah. You're like, oh, yeah. Oh, I was gone as well, wasn't I? Tired.
Who did all this? Why is the Lamborghini store a complete mess? Why am I naked? Oh, that's the side of the
lady. Yeah, you're the only one naked. Who did all this?
Everybody comes back fully dressed. You're the only one naked, and you're trying to fit in. Whoa.
You suppose they know if they did blink back into existence, do they even know what happened? Did they exist during that?
Ooh.
That's what I was trying to work out with the superpower thing. Like, when you click them back, Has time passed for them, or were you basically just pausing time with no one around? I couldn't work out the logistics of the superpower.
I think, yeah, probably the most straightforward way I'm imagining it, just with a world without people, like you click finger, they're gone, you click finger, they're back again or whatever, is, yeah, they wouldn't age, they would be in the same position that they left in, all that kind of stuff, but obviously, yeah.
So then what happens if, like, someone was in a car and then you drove off their car, when they come back, do they just, like, fall to the...
They get a hurty bottom, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Because there would be a lot of destruction. If you think about, if you did just click your fingers and everyone disappears, all the planes would fall out the sky, all the cars would crash, stuff would probably set on fire. There would be probably quite a lot of destruction when it actually happened.
Yeah. You yourself would not be able to match the amount of destruction on your own in the next 50 years in comparison to what happened in the next 5 minutes from that moment.
Mm-hmm. Even yeah. The glass factory. Not sure.
Yeah.
So I think it would actually probably be quite... a more apocalyptic sort of landscape than you might imagine. I think a lot of stuff would be on fire and broken and trashed.
That would be it. You'd be running around putting fires out. You'd be sweeping up stuff. It would be quite a chore, honestly, that for the first few days.
You've got to tidy the whole world.
Oh, goodness, yeah.
I like the idea of everybody coming back and all they see is what you've done since they've been gone. I love the idea of, why did you break all this glass, man? You know what I mean? Who threw all these grenades? Yeah. Sorry, I was bored.
All that stuff you're like, no one's going to judge me for doing. All of a sudden, they're back and judging you.
And... oh, yeah, like, and you got to sit there and take it because there's a lot you did.
They would make a movie out of it, though, and, you know, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks starring, obviously.
Of course. <Yeah.
laughs> They're like, we've been gone a week. Like, what is going on here? You couldn't chill for a week?
Yeah, you've just gone completely feral, and you're just like yeah. naked, your hair's all grown out. You're chatting to your dogs, having a conversation. They're like, it's been a week, bro.
It's been 1 week, man.
A couple of things that are typically more than one person. Curious if you guys have ever done them yet, because obviously you can do them no longer once we are without other people. We'll start off nice and easy. Piggyback rides. Oh. Assuming you've all been part of a piggyback ride at some point in your life.
Yeah.
I have.
Both as the piggy and as the... Which one is the piggy? Is it on your piggy back, or am I the piggy on your back?
Great question.
Yeah, if you're the support, you're the pig now. I'd never realize how insulting that activity is.
What you could do is piggyback a pig. They're around.
Ooh, oh, that, yeah. Very good. The original piggyback.
Yeah.
Okay.
A legit piggyback.
And that's what this apocalypse brought us, the true definition of piggyback.
What about, slightly up in that, it's like a bigger piggyback. Have you ever been part of a human pyramid?
Ooh.
I don't think I have, actually.
I don't think I have. I might have been part of a three-person pyramid, but I don't think that counts.
No, you got to have three layers for a pyramid.
Yeah, so six people total. Is that
yeah.
is that what you're saying, at least?
At least.
Okay.
Not sure I would miss that too much. I don't think I've ever been part of one.
I think I can go my life without it. I've gone this far yeah. without it. I reckon that's fine.
But it definitely couldn't happen. I mean, you do bring a good point, though. Like, how many things do we rely on others to make happen? I mean, look at any team sport would cease to exist. So there's no longer team sports. You could golf. You could do anything that's an individual sport. But, I mean, you're not playing soccer by yourself. That would be boring.
Yeah.
Right?
Everything's boring by yourself.
Just go back to, like, having a wall. Just play against a wall.
Yeah.
Like tennis, but against a wall.
Yeah.
Squash, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. 100% that is how squash was invented. Or racquetball, do you guys call it?
Yeah, racquetball.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
As a guy who wanted to play tennis, you didn't have any friends. That's 100% how it happened.
I thought you meant we all disappeared for a while and the guy had to invent it then.
Oh,
okay.
Unlikely. That was
less likely. What about, have you ever done crowd surfing? Not a lot of people get to do that.
Oh, no, I've done that.
Yeah.
That's going to go poorly if you're by yourself.
Yeah.
I just don't think gigs are happening at all. Like,
that's true. Yeah, what are you even crowd surfing to?
It would be weird to crowd surf to nothing anyway.
Well, you're not going to put on a one-man band show? Like,
yeah, but that's going to make it even harder to crowd surf.
That guy that has like the bass drum that's triggered by his foot while he's playing the guitar.
And he's got the cymbals and he's got the harmonica around his neck. And
that's the only way you could really put on a concert.
They just jump into an empty. Like jump off the stage onto the floor,
yeah.
wearing all of
just
that
the noise of like the cymbals and drums, like dong, like as you hit the floor,
breaking all, they go flying everywhere. And you just go rock and roll.
Crowd goes wild. Is crowd even a term that could be used anymore? Because crowd refers to more than one person.
I think so. You can't be a crowd. No,
right?
No, I'm gonna pull out a marker and sign my own chest.
That's what I'm gonna do. I'm such a big fan.
Well, just stop it. You're the beautiful one.
Last thing I had on my list, not a very big list of things that you have to do with other people, a horse costume. can't really do that anymore either.
A pantomime horse.
Yeah, like a, you know, one in the back, one in the front.
Yeah. Maybe you could just get an actual horse.
What, and just ride it? Like, what? Feels different.
No, I just meant put a horse in a horse costume. That'd be funny, wouldn't it?
I would love to see that.
Put a horse in a horse costume. Yeah.
That would be so good.
Yeah. Seesaws? They're pretty useless now.
Oh, seesaws. Oh, yeah. Yeah, terrible. Unless you come up with some kind of clever, like, pulley system thing. But, I mean, it's just not as much fun, is it?
I could train a dog to jump on the other side of a seesaw, I bet.
Yes. See, that's a can-do attitude. I like that.
Yeah, that's not bad. But I think it gives us quite an uplifting message now. We should all go out. Are you listening as well at home? Go out and seesaw with somebody.
Or become a pantomime horse with somebody.
Yeah, or do a pantomime horse thing. Or crowd surf. Maybe with, obviously, permission.
Piggyback ride.
Yeah, piggyback ride.
Maybe not the human pyramid.
Do it all. Do it while you can.
That is your challenge, listeners. This week, do one of those things.
Yes. It's just like some weird, like, Fight Club type thing where you progressively get people to do weirder and weirder things.
There has been a 400% rise in piggybacks over the
last year. Seesaw sales are through the roof.
And then they're down again. And then, no, they're back up again.
Very, very good. Very good.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, how are we feeling overall about A World Without Other People? Generally good, generally bad?
Honestly, I want to give it a go. I wish I could give it a go. I really liked our idea of having a remote where I could just turn it on and off. But ultimately, I would be miserable. I love people. I love being around people.
That'd be my stipulation. If there was a time window that was 2 years or less, then sure. If not, you know, and it's indefinite, I'll pass.
What about if they just said, at some point, everyone will come back? But you had no idea whether that was a week, 10 years. Would you do it?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one, man. I don't know. I give yes, no, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe roll the die. Yeah, maybe.
I think just to have the experience, it's got to be worth it. It's got to be. Chris?
I think if it's forever, I think I can't do it, I'm afraid. I like you guys. I don't want you gone. You know, and there's plenty of other people that are higher priority than that too. But still, so I couldn't do it. But if it was a superpower, I think I'd definitely want to be lonely man. That sounds pretty cool. And if it's just for who knows when, I don't know. That's a tough one because, I don't want to be caught naked doing something very bizarre in 5.5 years' time. So I'd probably say no if I had the choice to that one, yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah.
But there we go. I think that'll do us for today. Hope you enjoyed listening.
Yeah, thank you guys for both joining us. Absolute blast.
Yeah, this has been so fun.
Yeah, thank you. What an honor to be invited to this. This has been a really fun experience. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Make sure you check out the Imp and Skiz podcast. And if you have any thoughts on A World Without Other People, you can contact us on our social media. All the links are down there in the description.
But thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
See you guys.
See ya.